we need to focus our attention on growing the manufacturing sector, because manufacturing really does provide so much hope, so many opportunities, and it raises standards of living and quality of life for everyone, which is why, you know, we're frankly frightened that there are those folks, just as we're starting to recover, there are those folks who want to attack manufacturing and stop our progress.
Well, I know one of the things that you want to talk about, something I talk about on this show all the time, has to do with the energy industry. And in New York in particular, we have a mayor in de Blasio and a governor in Cuomo who, when it comes to the energy industry, seem to be almost in an all-out war on it, to the point where New York City is suing energy companies with the alliance with a kind of vulture law firms that are looking to cash in on this. And Cuomo has killed off the natural gas industry in the southern tier that could have literally brought billions of dollars of income to people who are amongst the poorest in New York State. What do you make of this kind of political war? And it's mainly from the left, from the Democratic Party, on the energy industry, much of it the traditional energy industry in the United States.
Look, I don't think you can call it anything other than malpractice by elected officials when they're turning away opportunities to lift communities and to strengthen quality of life for their constituents. I mean, look, elected officials should be looking out for the people that they serve and not trying to enrich trial lawyers and left-leaning activists. It really is counterintuitive to everything that we've seen in this country about what makes us strong, what makes us an exceptional nation. So I'm very concerned about it. I'm particularly concerned about what Mayor de Blasio is doing in New York City, because, well, first and foremost, New York tried this once before, and it was not only shot down, but it was shot down in a spectacular fashion at the Supreme Court level by 8-0, and a majority opinion written by none other than Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
What decision was that that you're referencing? What decision is this?
That was American Electric Power versus Connecticut, and that's when some states sued manufacturers, and they were trying to blame us for climate change based on the claim of public nuisance. So it's this very similar situation that Blasio is trying to resurrect, and he's not going to be any more successful than he is now, or than they were then. And the problem with that is it's a waste of time and energy and resources, and it sends a terrible message to job creators that you're not wanted in the city, and it sends a terrible message to your constituents that you really don't care about their future and their fortunes, especially, by the way, to retirees when he's trying to divest all of the pension funds of energy stocks. It absolutely makes no sense.
Well, you have a very broad perspective on this, heading an important national organization. How much of a threat, as you see it, is this across the country? It's going on in New York. It's going on in California, obviously. It's where there are heavy concentrations of, quote, progressive, unquote, Democrats. It's going on, I guess, in Oregon and in the state of Washington as well. How widespread a problem from your perspective is this?
I think it's always a widespread problem when people abuse their authority to try to shut down job creators and to take away opportunities from the very people that they're supposed to be lifting up. It's hard for me to even understand what the logic is going into that. Look, I mean, we've got a serious issue with climate change. So let's work together to figure that out, but don't blame it on energy companies who we all rely on for our daily needs. And certainly manufacturers do. Large part of how we operate. We're the largest consumer of energy in this country. And to your point about Governor Cuomo, to take away the ability for us to access a source of energy that is so critical to manufacturers like natural gas is
so clean and critical.
Clean and critical.
Yeah, it was a decade ago that the environmentalists were all saying that natural gas was the way to go. Until industry developed ways of extracting natural gas in amounts that nobody had imagined.
That's exactly right. And what is really sad about all of this, in addition to just taking away those opportunities for their constituents, they're lining the pockets of the trial lawyers. I mean, it's really a payday for them. If you look back on one of the law firms, Higgins Berman's, which is involved in all this activity, the NAM did a records request from the city of San Francisco, and San Francisco signed up to to pay them one out of every $4 that they might be able to recover for contingency fees to cover their costs. Contingency fees, right, and is exactly right. And if you think about that, how is that helping? How in the world is that helping the constituents that folks are trying to?
Well, if it was a legitimate lawsuit, I mean, the concept of contingency fees allows individuals, I mean, in its best circumstance, to be able to afford good lawyers because the lawyers figure they've got a good case, so they get a percentage. I mean, it's a way of not having to put up money. But in the case of these cities, like New York, it's also ideologically driven, I'm sure you would agree, and it makes it easier for the city to sit back, for de Blasio to sit back and try to develop a national reputation with the left by saying, look how great I am, I'm suing these evil companies, even though I live in a house that's heated with oil or natural gas and drive a vehicle that's driven by or compelled with gasoline. So, I mean, in a way, in that sense, it makes a lot of sense for these politicians to do that.
And he flies all over the country raising political funds for his leftist friends. So, look, yes, you're exactly right. Obviously, it is a legitimate way for the legal community to do business, but it is not legitimate when you're just trying to find a problem that doesn't need to be fixed, at least not in this way. And I think one of the things that folks in New York should be very concerned about is, you know, what are those contingency fees there? What has the mayor agreed to? And he really needs to disclose, you know, what is the arrangement he has with these trial lawyers?
Have they not disclosed the contracts that they have? I don't follow it very closely,
no.
So I don't know. They haven't.
Well, we don't have any information on that out of New York. And the only reason we got it out of San Francisco is because we had to file a Freedom of Information request.
Yeah.
And one of those challenges is obviously dealing with activists, elected officials who seem to be determined to harm manufacturing. And the other twin challenge of making sure that we attract the next generation of our workforce. We have 364,000 open jobs in manufacturing. Mm. But I would say one other thing, Fred.
Sure.
And I think this is a very, very important point for all manufacturers. The American people should expect us to be held accountable for the promises that we made to them last year when we had Congress, or when we encouraged Congress, to create a more competitive tax system for this country. We need to be held accountable for cleaner air, cleaner water, a healthier environment, and safer workplaces when we go to the regulators and say, look, you can trust us to do this job. So I appreciate you saying that manufacturers are on the side of angels, but we've got to prove that to the American people. And I can tell you that the 14,000 members of the National Association of Manufacturers intend to do exactly that. We're going to keep our end of the bargain. And the least we can expect from our elected officials is to do exactly the same thing, which is why it's so, frankly, disgusting to see what Mayor de Blasio is doing in trying to enact a political agenda. So folks can learn more about what Mayor de Blasio is up to by checking out our Manufacturers Accountability Project. And it's available at mfgaccountabilityproject.org. And we hope people will take a look and support our efforts.
Jay Timmons, very reasonable position that you outlined. I thank you so much for joining us this morning. Good luck with your tour.
Thank you very much, Fred.
Okay, take care. Jay Timmons, who's the CEO and president of the National Association of Manufacturers. And, boy, imagine if politicians spoke as reasonably as he does. What a difference that would make for New York.